Department of Home Affairs. Home Affairs is launching a nationwide campaign to help people whose IDs are blocked to resolve their identity profile on the National Population Register. To find out more on the requirements for this process, visit dha.gov.za and click on Blocked IDs. You have until the 10th of July 2026 to present yourself at a Home Affairs near you. Take action now. A blocked ID is a blocked future for an eligible person. It means no access to jobs, education, social grants, banking, and no participation in elections. This message is brought to you by the Department of Home Affairs, delivering dignity to all. This June, Youth Month, SFM brings South Africans together across generations to reflect, challenge, remember, and reimagine the future. From students to struggle veterans, from campus radio to community voices, from 1976 to 2026. This is 50 Years Later, a month-long national conversation, only on SAFM. SAFM, leading the conversations that move us. The Recap on Top Sport with Michael Abramson.
All right, I talked him into this happening. I know I've got mentalism skills, but it's a bit ridiculous. Fourth attempt, Lionel Messi has finally put the ball in the net. Brilliant finish, though, it's got to be said. Austria very, very much exposed at the back. And the move down the left-hand side for Argentina pulled back into the box. And Messi, first-time touch past the goalkeeper to the keeper's right. It is 1-0 to Argentina. Messi now 4 goals for the tournament, puts him on top the goal scoring charts. Let's talk cricket. A very, very successful run chase yesterday. I think it was yesterday. I've sort of lost track of time, staying up until 3 o'clock in the morning to commentate football matches. But a fantastic effort, nevertheless, from our ladies. Keeps them alive in what was effectively a must-win match for them against a very, very good Indian side. To unpack all the action with us, we're joined by cricket correspondent Kevin Rademacher. Kevin, good to have you back on the show. It's been a while. Hope you're feeling a bit better.
Thank you, Michael. It's been a couple of rough weeks. I just want to say congratulations. Unbelievable. I heard you commentating the Springbok game and then the very next morning FIFA World Cup football game. How people can do that in South Africa. Well done. Amazing.
Thank you very much, my friend. My voice is still struggling a little bit, but we're getting there. I don't actually know what time of day it is, but hopefully we'll get the schedule back in order. Let's just talk about that fantastic performance yesterday. Marizan Cup, she did it virtually woman alone because wickets were falling all around. Her. The chase was getting very, very tense. And admittedly, she was dropped 3 times, and India will look back on those opportunities. But you've got to take the chances you're given. And she played an outstanding hand in steering South Africa to victory.
She was unbelievable. It was a do-or-die match for the Proteas. If they lost that one, they were pretty much out of the World Cup after 3 games. And at one point, I think it went up to a 91% chance that India were going to win the match. It was looking really dodgy at some point, but coupled with obviously quite a bit of support from Tasman Brits, who came back into the team, rallied, and like you say, 2 drop catches, but they really pulled it off at the end. So an unbelievable ending.
So as you mentioned Tasman Brits, and I'm glad you did so, because a bit of a surprise selection in leaving Sune Lus out of the side. Yes, she's been struggling in that opening position, but she's such a vital team member, and for a must-win game to leave her on the bench, I thought was a brave, but as it turned out, correct decision.
I was also very surprised. And I mean, even before their first game, which they lost against Australia, I thought they made some pretty odd decisions. Now, I don't like to criticize team management or selectors, especially in tournaments like this when I'm not in the camp. But I mean, they were super successful in the series against India. They won 4-1 with obviously Laura Wolfart opening the batsman, Sune Lus at number 2, Brits at number 3, Dirksen at number 4. And they seem to just change that for the World Cup, which is very odd, putting Dirksen up to number 3 and basically not letting Brits play in the first 2 games. And it seemed to backfire, as they just want to play more and more all-rounders. And what worked for them in that India series was basically taken away at the start of the series. So it was surprising not to see Sune Lus there yesterday. But then again, it probably worked out for them because Brits was a good choice at the end.
The other interesting thing for me was Dane van Niekerk coming into the side, but then not batting in the middle order. As you say, all the all-rounders came in ahead of her.
I think they brought her in because they really suffered against Australia on that pitch in the first match. So Danae was brought in there to solidify the middle order, and she's excellent against the spinners as well. And then it just worked out that obviously Cup and Brits had that great partnership in the middle, and they wanted some fire at the end of that inning. So De Klerk and Tryon went ahead of her because they were chasing about 9.9 at that point. So I think it worked out at the end, and yeah, maybe Danae van Niekerk will get another chance purely for her experience at this point.
Just looking at how things are developing with the batting, the bowling unit seems to be doing okay. It's just the batting unit, every time they look as if they're going to steer the side to victory, then wickets fall quickly. It just seems to be a lot of pressure, and I suppose not getting those good starts that South Africa have been used to getting over many, many years with Brits and Wolfart, and more recently Luss and Wolfart. It's put the middle order, those positions 3, 4, 5 under a fair bit of pressure as well. Do you see this coming right? Do you think we've got the talent in there, it's only a matter of time before it clicks?
We've definitely got the talent, and Marizan Kapa herself said there's not one player that has really found any form or hit their straps in this tournament yet or in the warm-up games. Wolfart is sitting with an average of 24 runs after three games. She's been put off on a lot of pressure. In the first game, she opened the batting with Sunay Luss, and Luss took basically all the balls and put a bit of pressure on her in terms of strike rate. And yesterday, she actually faced quite a lot of the first six overs in the power play, but she struggled to get the ball. She had 1-6, otherwise she was struggling to rotate the strike. And Brits also struggled with the first 11, 12 balls over her innings. She couldn't get the singles. And you could see how that frustrated Laura Wolfart. And eventually she played a shot in anger and got caught and bowled. And that's why I'm saying to you, I think it's quite a surprise that they would fiddle with that top three batting order, especially after it worked so well in that Indian series and they were really finding some form.
Nice news for South Africa, though. They've got their two easiest group games. Not easy, but easier group games coming up. The Netherlands in the next 2 days, and then Bangladesh as well. So if they win those, they give themselves a pretty good chance of qualifying. Obviously, their net run rate is far worse than both Australia and India, but that can turn around because India and Australia still have to play each other.
You're correct. The next two games are definitely, they have to win it. It's non-negotiable, first of all. Bangladesh is not difficult. Bangladesh actually played excellently against Pakistan in their last match, and they also are in there with the chance of making the semi-final. But like you say, it might just come down to net run rate. If the Proteas do win their next two games, and India beat Australia on Sunday at Lord's, then it's going to come to run rate, and we're in a bit of a trouble because of our disastrous first match against Australia. We just beat India, and we also didn't beat Pakistan by much. So unless we get a formidable victory in the next two games, we're probably going to be hoping that Australia beats India on Sunday.
I want to unpack that with you and all the combinations in both groups in just a little while. We'll just pay the rent very quickly, and when we come back, we'll discuss the permutations in the group that remain. Stay with us, please.
The pain of losing a loved one is never easy. At Triantel, we under that burying loved ones with dignity truly matters. Our funeral plans pay out cash within just 24 hours, and you receive 200 rand airtime when you claim. Plus, we cover up to 13 people on one plan. SMS SAFM to 48031. That's 48031. Triantel Life is an authorized FSP and licensed life insurer. T's and C's online, standard rates apply.
When there's tough to be done, you keep moving. Driving through dirt roads, back roads, and roads less traveled, with just your thoughts to keep you company. And along that journey, you'll have a silent partner. One that gets you to work, to the rescue, to your son's big rugby game, without a complaint or a hesitation. Because when there's tough to be done, there's the new generation Hilux.
Halagasha, Disky Fever is in the air. Celebrate the world's biggest soccer spectacular in style with Hollywood Bets. You could win a share of 2 million rand in cash and cars. Simply bet 10 rand or more on any soccer fixture online or at your nearest branch. Bet now and score big. Hollywood Sportsbook is a licensed betting operator. No persons under the age of 18 years are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. South African Responsible Gambling Foundation, toll-free counseling line 0800 006 008 or WhatsApp help to 076 675 0710.
The Recap on Top Sport with Michael Abramson.
Just an update before we carry on with our cricket chat. The update as far as Argentina against Austria is concerned, it's 1-0 to Argentina. They're playing 7 minutes of stoppage time at the end of the first half. They're into the fifth of those now. Messi's goal on 38 minutes separating the sides. And then the quiz question tonight, unscramble the following letters. Overeaten SLVH, that's Sierra Lima Victor Hotel. Overeaten SLVH. Your clue is Cabo Verde at the World Cup. Kevin, let's continue our chat about the groups. And just starting with the group of death, South Africa's group. As we said, they're on 4 points. India on 4 points. Bangladesh on 4 points. South Africa have Netherlands and Bangladesh to play. India still have to play Australia in their final group game. It's intriguingly set up as things stand. But Australia, with a fantastic net run rate, they almost certainly are in, even if they lose their next two matches. Or it's going to be really tight depending on how things pan out, but you'd expect them to win at least one of them and qualify. So it looks as if it's going to be a shootout between South Africa and India.
It does look like tomorrow Australia are playing Pakistan, and Pakistan have really not come to this tournament at all. They've played disastrously against us. We should have actually beaten them by far, and then they should have beaten us, except for their fielding was horrendous. They lost badly to Bangladesh as well. So Australia are just too powerful all around. They've got some great spinners. They've got great quick bowlers. Their top order is already firing. I see Australia topping that group without a problem. And then, like you say, it's probably going to be India versus South Africa. We're both on 4 points. Their net run rate at the moment is 2.5. Ours is minus 0.5. So that's massive over there. We've just got to do what we can do, and that's beat Holland. We have to beat Bangladesh then on that first game at Lord's on Sunday. And then I guess for a change, we'll all be orange and backing Australia.
Yeah, absolutely so. But I suppose what's crucial is for South Africa to go out all guns blazing and get that net run rate into positive territory and beyond that, especially in the games coming up now. Really, foot on the pedal. They've got to go for it and just up that net run rate, because net run rate could come back to bite them if they don't win comprehensively in the next two.
Definitely, and possibly against Holland, that is an opportunity there. But they haven't been playing badly either. They've got a couple of good players themselves. In fact, one of their batsmen is the second highest scorer in the competition, 134 runs at an average of 67, Dalieta. So she's in pretty good form. And you're almost in a catch-20 situation. Is you go too hard, you make a mistake or two early on, especially if you're not in good form, and you find yourself at 30, 40 for 4 and really just struggling to win those games. I think the first thing they're going to try and do is just win those games. They're all very competitive matches, especially that Bangladesh one. They've got some incredible spinners, and the Lord's pitch on Sunday morning is going to take some spin. They cannot take that one for granted. We've just got to really hope, like you say, that either we push that net run rate up, or Australia, who are favourite at this point, beat India on Sunday.
Let's look at the other group. Intriguingly so, New Zealand. Everybody thought New Zealand and England were going to get through quite comfortably in the other group. It hasn't turned out to be the case. New Zealand have been very poor in the tournament so far, started with two losses. West Indies have been the side who really dominated. Win, win, win. They've got to play England next, of course, and that's going to be a big game for them. England, of course, with very, very good net run rates as well, are virtually certain to make it through. And is there a chance for New Zealand, perhaps, or maybe even Sri Lanka, to squeeze in through the back door? Or do you think it's pretty much cut and dry that England and West Indies will qualify?
Well, England and West Indies, like you say, have both got 6 points after three games. They've won all their matches. England are actually playing West Indies on Wednesday. The winner of that will definitely qualify. The loser of that gets another second chance to play again. The West Indies are playing Ireland, and I don't foresee them losing that. And if they win that game, then they will go through, knocking essentially the champions, New Zealand, out. And like you said, they were one of the favourites. Also, a great all-rounder team, great experience. They just lost to West Indies quite badly, and then to Scotland. So they are struggling. I don't think New Zealand are going to pull it through. Their net run rate is also very low. There is a 90% chance that it will be England and West Indies in the semi-final.
All right, so I know you're the man who generally gets the predictions correct. Give us the four sides at this stage who you think will make it through to the semis.
I think in the first semi-final at the Oval on the Tuesday will be Australia versus West Indies and England versus South Africa on the Thursday match at the Oval. And then the winners of those two will play the grand final.
I like the way you think. I would call it exactly the same way. I think that's what it's going to look like. Before the tournament started, I would have said New Zealand are going to make it through. But as we've seen, it hasn't transpired for them. But yeah, I think given what we've got in front of us, that looks to be the likely situation. Kevin, as always, great to chat to you. And hopefully we'll do it again soon, not only on cricket, but on other sports as well. And get your thoughts on everything that's happening around the world of sport. Thanks, as always. Great to chat to you.
Thank you so much, Michael, and to the listeners.
That's Kevin Rademeyer chatting to us about all things cricket. So as he says, and I agree with him, I think it'll be Australia against South Africa, Australia and South Africa qualifying in Pool A or Group 1, and Group 2, England, West Indies. There's still a chance, though. India could still make it through despite their loss yesterday. South Africa need to up their net run rates and hope, I think, that India lose to Australia in their final pool game. So that's going to be very, very exciting to see. It's half time in the soccer. It is 1-0 to Argentina, a goal from Lionel Messi just about 6 minutes before half time, timed in the 38th minute. So they lead Austria by 1-0. Messi now 4 goals.